第六項議程是關注徹查荃灣中心有人非法燃放煙花，荃灣區議會10920-21號文件，劉卓議員提交有關的文件的，回應的就是香港警務處荃灣區指揮官金榮耀指揮官，還有就是香港海關的書面覆已經在會議上提交了。劉卓議員請你介紹文件。
好，多謝主席。咁主要其實就係2月12號呢，就係喺荃警圍嘅我嘅區嘅隔離啦，荃灣中心呢就有好多煙花。嗰時應該係農曆新年嘅期間。咁傳統上呢，其實農曆新年呢就必定即係喺我未出世之前呢都會可以喺即係鄉郊地方係可以放煙花，咁都係即係警方呢都係會通常以一個隻眼開隻眼閉嘅形式呢，就會即係都會夠有行如以常咁都會有去做，都會有呢啲煙花。咁但係呢喺呢個2月12號呢一日裏面呢，就特別喺呢個鬧市啦，就喺荃影圍好近距離，即係唔超過，即係好近距離喺窗戶啦，咁呢就係放一個好多嘅煙花，咁而且呢個其實喺警署不即係唔會超過400米，咁所以就以上呢個事件呢，其實就我收到好多投訴，即係講緊接近100個嘅投訴呢，就係話喂究竟點解會有呢啲事發生，好危險，覺得好驚，亦都係有幾個問題啦，一就係喺個佢嘅貓同狗嗰度咧，真係會即係啲煙花爆嗰陣時係好驚。雖然即係喺農曆新年嘅時候，即係放煙花係中國人嘅某一啲嘅即係習俗啦，但係即係喺咁近市民嘅時候咧，警方喺裏面其實係點樣可以防止到？因為即係依個已經係一個案件，我唔會就個別事件去提問你，但係喺依個特別喺下一年或者係嚟緊嘅，係點樣打擊到依樣嘢？同埋你哋咁接近你哋警署嘅時候，點你哋有冇做過啲乜嘢會令到即係依件事係唔會發生啦，而係唔會再有同類事情發生啦？同埋喺個 prevention 即係防止嘅情況之下係點樣啦？同埋今年特別係特別多呢啲咁嘅沖起式嘅煙花，其實警方係咪好似喺鄉郊地方咁樣，一如即係鄉郊地方係會採取呢啲隻眼開隻眼閉嘅態度去容許一啲咁嘅煙花爆竹嘅活動咧？
嚇，多謝。請問有邊位議員想發表意見？趙恩來議員、陸靈忠議員。OK， 好似副主席三位，咁每人有分半钟时间。赵恩来议员。
OK， 咁就住呢一件事啦，咁我即係之前我哋都好關注荃灣中心年初一佢有呢個煙花匯演啦，咁我哋都知道傳媒同埋你哋警方嘅回覆都得知，咁其實後來係拉咗人啦，咁但係就用呢個簡易治罪條例去到檢控啦，呢、這個從報章度得知，咁其實而同時咁其實即日咁已經去到成功保釋啦，咁其實個疑犯咁其實佢我每一日我都仲撞到佢。是啦，咁就其實呢個有冇阻嚇嘅作用呢，如果佢咁樣去到做。咁而另外一樣嘢就係、是其實就是因為平時警方去到使用這個簡易治罪條例講緊是最高刑罰只不過監禁5-6個月左右，咁其實這個阻嚇有限啦，而今年咁多喺屋苑入面私人屋苑範圍入面去到燃點這個煙花炮竹嘅，咁係唔係警方或者海關或者其他執法部門啦，對於堵截呢個源頭呢啲爆炸品去到非法入境香港係已經失效或者做唔到佢哋應有嘅本分啦，咁而同時其實我亦都關注，其實喺唔單止係喺荃灣嘅屋苑啦，咁其實我選區其中一個部分就係呢個村農村啦，咁其實喺呢個農曆新年期間，亦都有多次嘅呢啲燃點煙花炮竹，咁其中一個比較一個熱點就係喺你哋警務處某一位嘅助理處長一個祖屋門口去到燃點嘅，咁而嗰度亦都有冇去人去到執法，或者有冇拘捕咗任何人士去到做呢？咁如果連喺警務處助理處長屋企門口都可以去到燃放嘅時候，係唔係去到替你哋眼眉呢？咁係唔係？
陸靈忠議員。
多謝，希望即係警方會加強執法啦。其實我覺得最重要，其中一個重要嘅影響咧，就係關於社區動物、小動物，同埋咧，其實唔單止社區小動物嘅，即係如果有主人拖住只狗咧，咁如果你一炮咗一聲，啪啪啪啪咧，會嚇親佢哋咧，就連繩都搶甩埋咧，就跑出去街嗰度咧，就俾車撞死嘅，好慘嘅，真係希望可以警方幫幫手。
係，阿波哥，主席你可以。 我哋我大家下次大家盡量係同一時間，因為我好難控制啲分鐘啊。咁我俾埋阿盈盈兒啦。啊，咁下次希望我一講講完之後就唔好再舉手啦。好，啊，
係。就即係有關嘅事件咧，就喺我嘅選區或者喺我嘅屋苑嗰度發生啦嚇。咁就都有去過信，亦都聯絡過即係警方，即係要求佢哋跟進啦。咁就亦都收到係即係警方即係警方嗰、那個嗰封信啊，拘捕到呢、這、一個係呢、這個有關人士啦嚇。咁就喺呢方面，首先都多謝警方嗰個好快脆嘅嗰個去處理，即係拘捕到有關嘅人士嚇。咁就不過我係呢度都要強調就係嗰個嚴重性嚇，因為佢嗰個爆發嗰個情況咧係喺屋苑嘅中心點嚟嘅，佢嘅射程咧係唔去到天台，即係嗰個。是在中層十零樓的那個範圍，它如果那個射那個方向是歪一點的話呢，就會直接是射入是住屋的裏面，它嚴重性是在這裡，它發射那個向上的方向呢其實有電線的咁、啊、我所以咧呢度咧要同翻警方咧，一方面我固然係多謝警方，但亦都希望係有關嘅情況咧，係更加比一般嘅燒煙花嘅情況咧，你知道個嚴重性係好好大嚇、啊。好，唔該曬。
唔該曬。咁最後一位李成忠議員，
係唔該主席。咁我快講啦我想知道咧，警方咧，而家個調查進度，其實你係算係調查完，即係準備起訴啊，定還是係咩程序啊？因為似乎咧，呢單案，喺我嘅睇法，我作為一個荃灣居民嘅睇法啦，其實一路都存在噶啦。過去嗰幾年，總之你每逢新年一月一，或者係你過農曆，即係年三十晚之後到年初一。你梗會有一啲熱點係一定中㗎，包括係頭先阿趙恩來議員講嗰幾個嘅舊村囉，或者係近住城門嗰邊應該係三棟屋村嗰邊啦，咁其實一定都有，仲要唔止一次喎，初一、初二、初三，咁總之佢哋鍾意就喺度放㗎啦。咁我本身我仲以為係你哋約定俗成又俾啲村屋咁做添，咁原來唔係㗎。咁但係我想知道一樣嘢啦，咁一佢哋點樣去入手啲煙花，係佢哋自己去往返內地，咁然後跟住去運落嚟啊，定還是係佢哋有啲管道，總之每逢新年嘅時間就會運落嚟香港啊？你哋有冇去調查過咧？因為我見你哋平時對待社會事件上面，你哋好用心去追查源頭喎，係咪？之前啲社會事件可能係屋企管有一支天拿水咁樣，你又去檢控嘅。咁但係呢一啲喂咁射煙花嘅，咁我又似乎見唔到你哋喺個源頭上面。有着手，更加我见唔到你哋有任何嘅劝喻工作，即系会唔会年三十晚就攞落村喂佢哋唔好射烟花咁样，咁又唔好觉有。我话你知，我作为一个荃湾居民，我至少见到呢单嘢都四五年咯。总之每逢新年嘅时候，我望一望窗，我只窗我就咁啱就系对住嗰啲嘅村屋嘅，咁梗中噶。大帽山系咪？石围角象山嗰边梗中噶。咁你哋警方系点样做嘢嘅咧？我想了解多啲。唔该，主席。
请阿金荣要指挥官回应。
Thank you, Chairman. The illegal discharge of fireworks is not only a breach of the law, but it is also a serious safety hazard to members of the public and their property, just as mentioned by the Deputy Chairman, the Vice Chairman here today. Chuen Wan is historically an area which suffers from such illicit activities, particularly during Lunar New Year. Public safety is one of our core responsibilities of the police force, and the police will not and have not tolerated such irresponsible and dangerous acts. Prior to certain festivals such as Lunar New Year, Qingming, National Day and Chungyang, police will step up publicity and enforcement in respect of the illegal discharge of fireworks. The possession, sale, storage and discharge of fireworks are covered in two main ordinances, the Dangerous Goods Ordinance, Cap 259, and the Summary Offences Ordinance, Cap 228. Under Section 6 of the Dangerous Goods Ordinance, illegal possession of fireworks carries a maximum penalty of $25,000 and 6 months imprisonment. It is also an offence under Section 59 of the Dangerous Goods General Regulations Cap 295B to discharge or cause to be discharged any fireworks without a permit. Offenders face a fine of $2,000 upon conviction. Furthermore, any person who wantonly or negligently throws or sets fire to any fireworks to the damage or danger to any person commits an offence under Section 4 of the Summary Offences Ordinance Cap 228 and is liable to a fine of $500 or to a maximum term of 3 months imprisonment. I don't have the figures for the entire territory before me today, but in Chun Wan, in 2019 and 2020, police arrested three persons in three separate cases for possessing or discharging fireworks. In respect to the recent case, on the evening of the 12th of February this year, police received reports that fireworks were being discharged in the vicinity of Chun Wan Center. Upon police arrival, no persons discharging fireworks could be located. We conducted sweeping and local inquiries were made. Detectives from Chun Wan Police Station were assigned to investigate the case, and after extensive inquiries, the identities of the culprits were unearthed, and two men were arrested on the 3rd of March for setting fireworks. You can rest assured that public safety is always my paramount concern, and my officers will do their best to safeguard it. Thank you.
好，感謝各位同事同議員同事同埋金仲警司嘅答覆啦。咁其實我有少少都係唔係咁滿意金警司嘅答案嘅。主要原因就係我聽唔到嗰、那個對於嗰個 prevention 喺警方裏面可以做到一啲乜嘢。即係當然喺個條例上面已經係定咗好多年啦，但係呢件事即係呢樣嘢，正如頭先易成聰議員講，其實都係一路都會發生緊嘅事。而其實我自己有時都會覺得啊，即係你某啲地方係因為節慶上面咧，即係佢哋如果唔係好影響，咁即係我可能呢個都係警方嘅一個態度，就所以一路行常咁樣就去容許佢哋咁做。但係而家件事已經去到話喺荃灣中心咁近民居嘅時候，而仲係用一啲咁嘅即係咁行常嘅答案我哋，而係冇一啲行動，我會覺得真係我會好擔憂，下一年仍然會發生，而且呢件事講緊係喺你個警署400米以內，而唔會有即時行動，而繼續嗰件事係講成分幾兩分鐘嘅嗰、那個，唔係三分鐘好似，係好長嘅時間，而係冇行動，冇人去到。依樣嘢其實係即係廣東話叫替你眼眉，英文唔知點譯啦，我都想聽下嘅咯。咁即係希望你哋即係警方裏面係可以。真係即係可以更加即係對依樣嘢，特別係對居民嘅影響，即係我哋即係希望可以更加關注到依樣事啦嚇。
誒，唔該曬。咁我哋都發覺到咧，就係呢幾年啦，荃灣區嗰、那個炮竹啊，或者煙花嗰、那個即係俾人哋喺度即係玩啊放咧，那個次數同埋時間多啊。即係唔係十下十下，而係一幾分鐘咁樣係喺度不斷咁樣係爆下響咁樣。咁希望警方咧就頭先阿警司都知道啲節日咧就特別多呢啲嘅情況會出現咧，會唔會都係同你警民關係嘅同事，即係一齊傾下，即係臨節日前，即係都勸下。其實我相信部分嘅人士都掌握到，即係都係多啲有機會放煙花嘅，同佢傾下，即係唔好再放啦。我哋會嚴厲執法㗎啦。咁到時真係能夠多啲一啲宣傳嘅即係方式同你講，然之後到真係有人放煙花時候就嚴厲執法，咁令到即係呢個情況唔好再喺荃灣嗰度發生啦。我相信唔係淨係話荃灣警署附近嘅，整個荃灣區我哋都一樣係好關注嘅。咁多謝阿金總警司同埋各位同事。